We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Harkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
You know him from basically every movie and TV show ever, Bill Fichtner.
Listen, I only want to be known from this show from now on. That's it. People say to me, were you in that movie? I said, no, but I was on 670 to score.
Right. Oh, are you the guy from The Perfect Storm or Heat or Armageddon?
Requesting permission to shake the hand of the daughter of the bravest man I've ever met.
Nope.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm the Parkins and Spiegel guy.
I'm from The Score. I know people in this business, and not to name names or anything, but there are some people that don't have the best reputations. And you know what? It catches up with you.
Oh, criminals in this town used to believe in things. Honor. Respect. Look at you. What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
We need you to come back to Chicago. Maybe you could be part of one of those Chicago shows. You don't have to do Chicago Med or Chicago Fire or anything. How about this? Think about it. Chicago Sports Radio. Chicago
That's
Sports
exactly
Radio.
Exactly where I'm going with this also. The Score. That's the name of it. HBO. Let's call
it. Right?
We'll get a producer credit or something. We'll get a no-show producer job. That'd be good. We just want to cash a check, and you could be the artist.
You can star. You can star.
You'll be the star. That sound good?
I got to be the star, guys. Please. Come on. Go Bears, go Bills. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. That's Bill Fichtner once again with us on The Score.
Come on.
Guy crushes it every time.
That guy's the best.
He was the coolest. You don't even know. He was the coolest.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, God. It was just, our audience was just tweeting us and texting us and thinking about Bill Fichtner during the game. Oh, God, Bill, how painful was that for you? How you doing, my friend?
It was painful. No, it was. It was just, you know, I took the roller coaster with everybody. It's just, listen, you got to understand something. I'm from Buffalo, New York. It's a drinking town with a sports problem. You know.
Yeah. You told us that your favorite fruit was lime to put in your tequila. Were you sober during the fourth quarter last night?
Absolutely not. No, it was just, you know, I do my usual thing, as I've said before. You know, I got home yesterday. It was just me and my wife in the house. She goes, we're going to watch it together. I said, honey, you know I don't do that. I got to go down in the garage in case I'm a nut. So I watched the whole thing down in the man cave, you know.
Yeah.
Man, we were all that way, though. Even if you weren't as emotionally invested as a Bill Fichtner as you're watching that thing, the drama, the ups and the downs, I hope you were at that perfect place of not sober, so you're having a good time, but sober enough to remember all the details so you can recount those stories forever and ever. That's an all-timer, Bill.
Yeah, I get to listen. I got so many messages from people this morning that were like, wasn't that game amazing? I'm like, do you realize who you're sending this to? yes. Yes, it was amazing. But, you know, I got to tell you, I woke up quite a few times last night. It's just one of those nights, you know, just thinking about it. I got up this morning, made a cup of coffee, 6 o'clock in the morning. I kid you not, 10 of the first 15 articles that I read were all about, why did you not squib kick that ball? Now, I'm not, you know, far be it from me to, you know, the Bills got, you know, they got wonderful coaches and that. But, boy, I'll tell you, you read it over and over again from guys, you know, NFL guys and guys that talk about this and deal with this all the time. And you think, you know, you got 13 seconds. Can't you get rid of some of it? I don't know. But sure didn't feel like it was the right way to go.
I don't know about the squib, because then you might hit somebody and then you're giving them a short field as it stands. But how about kick it high up in the air and try to land it inside the 20 so they've got to run it back a little bit? That absolutely shouldn't have been done, don't you think? And that's the head coach's call. McDermott's got to know that and do that.
You got to know that. And you know what? You know, thank you for correcting me. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. And I use the word squib, but you're right. That is what I'm thinking about. Taking it high up in the air, get it down. You know, as long as you get him, listen, just if you're ready to grab him, wait a second before you tackle him. I mean, take it down to one play where you got to throw it down. I take nothing away from Patrick Mahomes. He is who he is because he's that great. But I will tell you, you know, listen, you know, that last 2 minutes, Josh, in those last two drives, I mean, Patrick was great. Came out there with a minute to go and threw one pass, and 76 yards later, and you're in. But what Josh did, running up and down that field with everything and finding guys, was just exciting and unbelievable, and a little bit of an anticlimactic finish for Bill, you know.
Yeah. Did you think it was over? Did you think 13 seconds was enough time?
No, I'm from Buffalo. It's not over until it's over. Yeah. I swear to you, honestly, I did not jump up and down with 13 seconds left and think, done. I did not. I waited.
Now when the Bills don't win the coin toss in overtime, are you resigned to your fate at that point, or do you still have hope?
You know, I'm going to go back to complimenting Patrick Mahomes. You know, it's any other QB in the league, I'm like, oh, man, we got this. Yeah. But – and also, too, you know, you have to sit through once again a game where they come out with some sort of incarnation of a prevent defense, and when does it ever work? Mm. You know, it just felt like, let's just leave the whole field open for them. You know, I don't know, maybe somebody on the Bills forgot that they don't need a touchdown, guys.
Well, yeah, only do they not need a touchdown, they had all of their timeouts. So, like, the Bills were defending the sideline as if the Chiefs needed to get out of bounds. The middle of the field was fine.
Exactly.
They needed yardage. That was the mistake, and it was an unbelievable thing. I really can't believe how it all went down. Frankly,
it's really sad. It's really sad for Bill. I love this text, Danny, we got from a listener. I was watching the greatest playoff game I've ever seen. I had a big five-piece parlay ticket riding on the Kansas City money line, and all I was thinking about was Bill Fichtner.
Oh, love you for that.
You got people here, man. So when Harrison Butker is lining up that kick to tie it, are you thinking, you know, this Norwood payback? Scott Norwood payback right here. I was hoping he'd miss it. He didn't, but I was hoping he was.
No, I knew right then and there he'd put it right through. I did. I you know, he's a great kicker. He's a great kicker. He's not going to miss the moment. Is you know, he's incredible. And here he is. You know, what was it? 49, 50 yards, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, 49 yards.
Yeah, 49 yards. He's, he's a pro kicker on a great team. He should get it, and he did. You know, listen, the other thing, too, and I thought it was very interesting. Even Josh Allen today was talking about it, and other players saying, you know, the overtime rules are what they are. Awful lot of people have been expressing themselves that, man, shouldn't this have just been a little bit different to give both sides a shot at it? You know, no other sport does it quite like the NFL does it. You know, you get a whole period. You get something where both teams have a shot. It's not that way in the NFL with a straight touchdown. Is what it is. I'm not talking about backing up the clock. I'm just thinking from this time moving forward. You know, remember it used to be you got a field goal and then it was, what was the playoff game where they changed that? Was it like Rams Saints? Right? Didn't they switch it up after that game?
Yeah, they said you had to walk it off. You needed a touchdown. The Chiefs and the ironic twist here is when they lost in the same fashion to the Patriots a few years back with the walk off touchdown and Pat Mahomes never got the ball. They petitioned the league. They said both teams should get a possession in overtime, and then if you match each other, then it becomes sudden death.
and it got voted down. So it's crazy. The Chiefs were on the losing end of it 3 or 4 years ago, and now they're on the victorious side.
Nobody had interest in it. No team had interest in voting for it in 2019 when it came up. But it's absolutely the way it should have. You know why? Because we're the ones who get robbed. Not just you, Bill Fichtner, you know, world famous actor, but Parkins and Spiegel contributor and our favorite Bills fan. No, it's the fans. We get robbed. We deserve to see Josh Allen come back and try to tie that thing up and go out. You know, we deserve.
100%. I 100%. And listen, it is what it is. You know what? The Chiefs will move on. The Bills will go home. They'll try to figure it out and everything they got to do. But the bottom line is, I do hope for the fans. I do hope that the league takes a serious look at this. It's flawed. It just is. It's like, you know, I mean, how many tweets did I read last night? And I don't tweet, but they're all over, you know, social media, and everything pops up and on your phone and sports things. How many people tweeted like, really? So a coin flip really, like, you know, leans it all one way? Yes. And in a way, especially playing like both teams were playing last night, it kind of did lean it one way. And that's a compliment to Kansas City. I'm not taking anything away from them. But they're good. You win that coin toss, you got a leg up the stairs.
Bill, we have talked many times about the shared experiences of, you know, Chicagoans and people from Buffalo and Bills fans and Bears fans. But what is it like? What is it like to have a Josh Allen? Because we have no idea here. We've never had a good quarterback in my entire life. It's never happened. What is it like to root for a kid who can do something like that?
Well, you know, the thing about Josh, people say this a lot in Buffalo. I grew up in Buffalo. Actually, hey, listen to this. You know, a week and a half ago, my two sons looked at me one day and they said, "Dad, how could you not take us to the Bills game against the Patriots?" So I did. I took them to that game, the freezing cold 2 degrees game, and watched Josh play the best, one of the all time best playoff games ever. You know, 7 for 7 on possessions for touchdowns. They were wonderful.
Wow.
And people say this in Buffalo that Josh he's like a Buffalo guy. He doesn't brag. He doesn't really put the cart before the horse. He just wants, you hear him after even the game last night, you know, listen, I want to remember this feeling so it doesn't happen again. And he's also, too, you know, and even people said this year, we even talked about it, I think, last time. You know, when you got a bad weather game like that Patriots game, you know, the first time they played on the Monday night, you got a bad weather game and you're not figuring out how to beat these guys. You got to figure something out with your team. That's your weather. But Josh grows, and he's just a bull. And it feels great because with him, you know, you always have this element of surprise. It's different than having a quarterback that can scramble. When Josh Allen decides, I'm going to take off, rarely do you see him slide. It's not his thing. If he looks and there's a big guy in front of him and he's like, I could get 3 more yards if I try to run through him, he will. It's exciting. It's exciting to be around. I hope he stays healthy because he's such a big guy and he does put himself into some situations where he gets banged around. But I just feel like we got years to come. But that's not to say that, you know, that's a given, you know, that all great things are going to happen. But you got to surround him with the right people and you got to make sure you got a line for him and you got to make sure that you don't make mistakes in the coaching on. And I'm not knocking our coaches. I just think, you know, I just think the boat was missed a little bit last night, especially in the first quarter, middle of the second quarter. Those second two possessions just started doing little things. Let Josh do what he does.
Right. Don't hand the ball off. Just put the ball in Josh Allen's hands and let him go.
And let him throw the ball. Let him throw that ball. That first touchdown pass to Gabe Davis or the second one, that rocket down the field. Give him the opportunity to do that, you know. He's ready for it. Besides the fact that it's, you know, divisional round of the playoffs. Hey, guess what? You don't win, you go home. And they did.
So you'll be all right if we come and take your coaches? We're going to take Brian Daboll. We're going to take him, if that's all right. Maybe the Bears want Leslie Frazier. We're not as interested after last night, frankly. But how would you feel if we took Daboll from you?
Isn't that interesting that those guys, you know, taking all the interviews that they did and talking to different teams and that. And then you have that game last night. And like you just said, you know, does that not shine that great on Leslie? Yeah, a little bit, but it is a long season. Leslie's obviously, you know, did the Bills show up with their number one defense last night? Not as strong as they could have, I think. But, hey, you know what? You know what I love most about Daboll is that he's really close with Josh, and they got a great thing together. That's what I love about it, and it brings some comfort to your quarterback in that, and a rhythm and everything.
That's why we want to steal him and have him turn Justin Fields into Josh Allen. That's why we want to take him from you, Bill.
Yeah, listen, if he doesn't, you know, then that's what's going to happen, and I'm going to root for you guys.
Thank you.
Oh,
had you allowed yourself to dream? Had you called in the favors? Like, the Bills were going to be in the Super Bowl in L.A. It was going to be in your backyard. Did you have your plans to go to the game if they had made it?
I already signed up to sell hot dogs there. I was going to be there.
Yeah.
No, listen, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little superstitious. I didn't want to jump the gun on anything, but – you know, if it would have come to be, had a few feelers out there. We'll see what would have happened. But
a few feelers.
You could have got that done. You could have either said, hey, look, would you guys like to watch Armageddon? You'll see me. I come up right here at this point.
Paul Affleck.
Film.
No. I would have told him. I said, hey, do you ever listen to the score? Do you know who I am?
Yes.
I would have pulled out the heavy cards right off the bat.
That's true.
That's the way to do it.
We would have helped you out there.
Hey, Bill, my nephew is a huge Bills fan, and last night he cried, right? He was crying last night, like you were. I think he had fewer gin and tonics, but he's crying. And then he said right after that, how many games can I go to next year? So he's ready, and I think you know they play here next year. Bill Fichtner, we would like to host you. The Bills will be here in Chicago, a Parkins and Spiegel outing with Bill Fichtner for Bears Bills, unless you're, you know, on set somewhere.
Yeah, we don't know the date yet. That's a good point, though. I had forgotten about
that. No. And listen, you know what? I didn't realize that we're playing in Chicago next year. I can tell you right now, unless I'm out of this country, I'll be there.
Yeah!
No, I'll be there. Unless I'm out of the country, I'll be there. I'll be in Chicago.
Hell yeah. We will help, if not that you need it, but tickets, restaurant recommendations, we'll bring
you
in studio.
We'll call Affleck.
Oh, no, listen, I have no tickets. I'm absolutely going over to the station to pick them up.
All right, good. Done. Done.
The other thing, too, I did notice this on the schedule, though. The Bills do play the Chiefs again next year in Kansas City again. What's all of this in Kansas City stuff? Come on, how about mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, that's true. It's a great rivalry, though, Bill. Like, it feels like – I mean, we got the AFC Championship game last year. We got that all-timer yesterday. You know, they're basically the same age. There's a chance for some Brady Manning, you know, Mahomes, Josh Allen, 10 years of a rivalry thing happening here. It's possible.
No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Knock on wood, those guys stay healthy because they're going to be doing this for years to come. Pretty classy for Mahomes last night. As soon as he threw that touchdown pass, he ran over to Josh Allen, and that was cool.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Well, Bill, you're cool as well. We appreciate you honoring the commitment after what was an unbelievably tough game last night, and. You know, thank you as always for the time for the show, and you're our Buffalo correspondent and our friend. So thank you, Bill.
Hey, one last thing. You know, it dawned on me the last time we talked, it was on a Monday after the Tuesday after the Bills lost. Now we talk on the Monday after the. You know, we might have to start setting these calls up for Fridays.
A little preview.
Yeah, like a preview thing.
Sure.
As long as there's not a Thursday prime game or something.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, but next year, before Bills and Bears, hopefully the game's on a Sunday. You'll be here on a Friday. We'll do a whole thing. It'll be beautiful. But yes, you're right.
Fantastic. We'll we're going to make it happen. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for the time. Be well. We'll talk soon.
See you, gentlemen. You take care.
Thank you.
It's Bill Fichtner from 670 The Score in Chicago in a bunch of movies and TV shows. Love that, man. Shane, how long did it take you to book him this time?
Okay, so I sent the email at 2:51 on Thursday, I think it was. I think when we were talking about having him, or Friday. And at 2:56, I got a response. Hold on. Let me figure it out. And then at 3:04, yeah, good to go.
Yeah, it's so great.
You think if Clooney offers a role in the next movie he directs that he responds faster to that one? No.
We are way up on his list of priorities, and I have no idea why.
Speaks. It's such a great point. Forget the preseason. We got a regular season Bills Bears game next year.
I didn't realize it till I was talking to my sister, and the nephew was crying and then said, how many games can we go to? I said, wait a minute. He's got to come here. And then today I'm like, wait a minute. Bill Fichtner's got to come here.
We're going to have tequila with Bill Fichtner next
year. Yeah, when's that going to be there, Scoops Parkins? Don't know about the schedule, huh?
Yeah, it hasn't been made yet.
If only we knew somebody.
It hasn't been made. Don't worry. Once it's made, I'll have it.
That's not my beat. Marcus Stroman cooking. That's my beat.
Yeah.
Things getting hot with Marcus Stroman. That's my only beat.
Don't you worry. I will have the tweet before anyone else. Bill Fichtner's Buffalo Bills visit Chicago September 29th, 2020. I'm ready for it. I will just set alerts right now for the Twitter page.
Underrated favorite part of that interview when he said he doesn't tweet, but all your tweets, they end up on things. They pop up places.
They're all out there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking about like Bleacher Report stories that reference tweets and things like that that find his phone, you know?
You know, these stars, they're just like us. Their team suffers a humiliating beat. They wake up at 6 in the morning, they have some coffee, and then they just start reading their phone and reliving it and questioning the coaches. It's the greatest. I'm fine with the overtime rules. It's not perfect, but I'm fine with it.
No.
But because I had never heard a perfect solution. Someone texted me one last night after the game that I think is genius. I want to share with you an overtime fix that I had never heard. We'll talk to Dan Pompey at 4 o'clock, but the overtime fix is next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.